The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you very much for choosing to involve me with your Sunday morning. And we're starting to really edge around the corner of this summer. And, you know, it's the grass has stopped growing so much because it's so dry now that don't have to do as much mowing and things like that. But, yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff in the fall. I haven't been to the farmer's market in Des Moines this year because it's just been so hot. But I really like the farmer's market in Des Moines on the fall weekends, especially like early September where it's just not hot, but it's not quite cold yet, and all the way into the end of it. And God, the state fair, the county fair is just full swing. And I know it's like every week I'm surprised at how quickly everything's going, but I continue to be surprised every week at how quickly everything is going. That's it. Life is on pedal to the metal. And of course, I only have a few weekends left. Let's see. My daughter moves in at the University of Missouri on the 15th of August. And so that is, I guess she's got two weekends left at home. If I look at the calendar, it's 2 weekends left at home after this weekend that you're listening to this show on. So, wow. Yep, there it is. And everybody else, obviously, with kids that age, will be taking their kids somewhere, or even if it's just to drop them off at their new employment or whatever. Hopefully, if your kid has graduated, they're doing something. Getting a job or getting some training. There's just a lot of avenues out there for kids who want to work. I mean, you know, carpentry and welding and all this. I talk about that stuff before, but it's out there. And I mean, there's a lot of good livings to be made without going and spending money. And then you also have, you know, DMAC, and it's a great, I mean, all the different campuses, it's a great school for what you get out of it. I've been super duper impressed with what I've seen from DMAC. So yeah, it's just those kind of things on my mind. I saw my first earliest little glimmer of a back to school commercial. I don't remember what it was, but it just kind of caught my ear or my eye. Like, oh, it's already back to school stuff. I mean, technically, they've only been out a month, but they only have about a month left. I don't know exactly when the high schools go back, but I would guess it's right around that same time. And yeah. And my wife and I will be empty nesters in 2 years. So yeah, big transitions. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about St. Anthony's Orthopedics. So Dr. Dirks and I recently completed our 1,000th Mako joint replacement between the two of us. Now, I don't even know. I think I've been here longer, but he does hips and knees and I only do knees. So I think I have done a few more than he has, but nowadays, he does more than I do just because I'm only working 4 days a week and I don't do hips. So anyway, we'll say we each did around 500. I think that's pretty close. But we are, by having done 1,000 of them, we were one of the busiest centers in Iowa for the Mako joint replacement. I don't know how many centers have done more than 1,000, but I don't think there's very many. There's only, last I checked, there were only, I think, 8 or 10 Mako robots in the state anyway. Of those, we've been busy and been doing it a while. I've been here 6 years doing them. And of course, Dr. Turks has been here a little over 2 full time, but then he was doing them for the last year or two that he was at his previous position. So we're really excited about that. And I mean, you know, it's a milestone, and what it means is that we've really established a real program. I mean, we have 2 experienced surgeons who have between them done 1,000 Mako joints. That means we've got, you know, a hospital that has seen 1,000 Mako joints, a nursing staff and OR staff that has seen 1,000 Mako joints. So it, you know, you get, one way to get good at something is to do it over and over and over again. That is for certain. And, you know, we have gotten things down to it's just really a science, and it's a operation. You know, I don't mean a surgery. I mean, the entire process of the surgery is an operation in the sense of like a factory is an operation. And everything from the pre-surgical booklet and class to the way our physical and occupational therapists and our floor nurses all know how to take care of our same day surgery nurses, our anesthesia. I mean, everybody, it's just, you know, every week we do lots of them. And so that's, it's fun. And, you know, of course, as I've mentioned on here before, I just love working with Dr. Dirks, and he's a very fine young surgeon. And we share a lot of the same characteristics. He is, if you remember that, what was the movie where it was a bald haired villain and he had a mini me. Oh gosh, I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, he's mini me, not in the sense that he looks anything like me, but he's just like where I was 20 years ago in my career. And he takes things, his viewpoint of things is the same as mine always has been. And, you know, we want to do everything right, and we don't have any tolerance for not doing things right. We're sticklers. We're very compulsive about, you know, we want to do things right. We're about, I mean, that's what we have a infection rate that is lower than the national average, which, you know, is great. And the national average is very low anyway, but still we like to do better than that. And the fact that we're able to just have this practice where, you know, I won't say I'm winding down. That's not really the term, because I'm steady state. You know, I'm working 4 days a week, but 4 days a week is, you know, to some extent winding down. I mean, I guess I don't want to say I'm winding down, but I'm winding down. I don't have no plans at all to change what I'm doing. I predict that I'll be doing it another 10 years because I really like it. It's working well with the family, and that's only going to get easier once my daughters go off to college. Then, I mean, my wife could, you know, have a lot more time to do whatever she wants, and you know, she won't be too worried about the girls, and so anyway, so I would be very shocked if I'm not here doing this same thing for another 10 years, you know, but I also know that plans are plans, and things work out differently sometimes, but I'm all settled in, and I love working here, and I love working with Dr. Dirks, and I mean, the support that the St. Anthony's administration has given us and the board of directors has given us since I got here. You know, again, when we first got the Mako robot, you know, that was just, I said I wanted it. And they said, they got robots for orthopedics. Well, let's check into it. And I said, yeah. And they said, okay, well, which one do you want? And I said, well, I looked at all of them and I said, I want the Mako. And they said, okay, well, we'll get you the Mako. That's when I knew I was where I was supposed to be, because it wasn't wailing and gnashing of teeth. It wasn't, oh, how much does this cost, and what's the profit margin on all it? I'm sure those discussions were had, but those weren't the primary things I was hearing back. What I was hearing back is, that's what you want. That's what you think is going to serve the patients in our community the best. Then that's what we're going to get you. And, you know, that really resonated with me. That, I will say that the first hospital I worked at in Kauai was that way. for the first CEO that was there. And then they got, I was in Kauai for 10 years, and the first few years with the first CEO, they pretty well got me whatever I wanted. And then we got some other CEOs who had some other ideas. And now, you know, I left there in 2013, and they have still do not have another orthopedic surgeon at that hospital. So I've seen where you have a response, and you know, the practice I had in between here and there, I've had also some responsive and some non-responsive. So I've seen kind of both sides of it, but never anybody with the responsiveness and the ability. See, St. Anthony's has an endowment, and so St. Anthony's is financially solvent, and the community, for those of you who are not in the Carroll community, and the community supports the St. Anthony Hospital significantly through private endowments. And that's just a Carroll thing. And it's all reflecting in all of these things. It's reflecting in 1,000 Mako joints done at this hospital, because if the community didn't support the hospital, then the hospital couldn't have supported me and said, hey, yeah, we'll get to the Mako. And of course, Dr. Dirks, he trained on the Mako in residency. I did not train. I had to train on the Mako when we first got it here. I had already done, you know, well over 1,000 joint replacements, but, you know, it was a new technique, so I had to go down and do some training. Dr. Dirks, actually being so much younger than me, was fortunate enough to train on the Mako in his residency program. So he came, he did practice somewhere else for a couple years, but then when he came home, he had had a Mako where he was, and he had a Mako in his training. So he's kind of always used a Mako, but I've used navigation, and I've used different things like where you 3D print the cutting blocks. The thing about those other things, though, is they don't give you, this is not going to be a go over the details of the Mako, because I've been doing that recently, and I'll do that some more, but it just doesn't allow you to do the things that you can do with the Mako that I have talked about. Like, they're just the real-time feedback of exactly how tight do you want the ligament. Okay, boom, set that in. Bone cuts are going to be made to that. So yeah, it's a real exciting thing, because 1,000 is a pretty good number. You know, in 6 years, the two of us, and really him just 2.5 and me 6. So within a 6-year time frame, only having one surgeon for more than half of that time, we've done 1,000 joint replacements. And so that's with the Mako, and it's just exciting. Again, I think it's reflecting. The number's just a number. It's just a milestone, but it reflects a commitment. It reflects a community that has obviously put their faith in us. It reflects some radio listeners. I still get a lot of radio listeners who come to Carroll for joint replacement. And thank you all for that who have come. And you know, it's really neat. I had a patient the other day from Perry, and they said, yeah, you know, we listen to you every Sunday. We feel like we know you. And, you know, and that's what I like about it. You know, you get in to the office, and we're seeing each other for the first time. But if you've listened to me, I mean, shoot, you know, my daughter's going to Missouri. You know, my other daughter was in synchronized swimming. I mean, you know, my mom moved up from Oklahoma. You know, my grandma died last year. And I mean, you know, I guess, you know, there's only so much you can talk about in orthopedic surgery before it just starts to drone on and get boring. So kind of when I first started the show, I said, well, you know, I guess I could talk about what I did this weekend. And it just kind of, so the show has just kind of been what's going on with my life and wrapped up with orthopedics and what's going on, you know, I guess with St. Anthony's. And so it's been fun, but it is that way. It is in an interesting way. I never would have thought that I would have this show, and that it would be such a neat thing to, and that people would show up in the office and say, "Hey, yeah, man, we're old friends. How's your daughter? You know, how's she like in Mizzou? You know, I mean, she's not there yet. She's got 4 weeks, but or 3 weeks, I guess. But yeah, it's been quite a ride. This is August is 6 years for me here in Carroll, so another milestone. And I've been doing the radio show. I did it at least 2 years, might have been 3 years before that. So this is either 8 or 9 years of the radio show. Every week, you know, if I'm on vacation or it's a holiday, we don't do it. But so, yeah, so this is a time here in the summer where a lot of milestones for me and for St. Anthony's and for Dr. Dirks. And all kind of running into one, I guess, you know. And Dr. Dirks came in, I think he got here in September, somewhere between August and October. So this will be, it just flies by. This is either going to be 2 or 3 full years for him, because it's very blurry because he was coming before. So it's hard to remember, oh yeah, exactly, he started, because he was here coming doing outreach before he came all the way home. So yeah, that's what's going on over here, is we are just going forward, and those of you who are in the Carroll community can see that there's a tremendous amount of work being done on the hospital, which was already just a shining example of what is possible for a rural hospital. I mean, it's just big, beautiful, well-done hospital, and they're redoing it and redoing the parking and redoing some clinics and the ER, and it's just... It is a great pleasure, and it's. I never would have thought in a million years I would be in Carroll. Certainly, when I was living in Hawaii, I can tell you I didn't think I was going to be practicing in Carroll, Iowa. But life takes you funny places. But like I said, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a very interesting way to practice 4 days a week, and But I guess that's what happens eventually. Is you either slow it down a little bit, or you stop sooner? Because I don't think I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I could go back to. Not that I'm not sure. I couldn't go back to 5 days a week. It's just, you know, I'm 56 now, and you know it's time to take the foot off the pedal a little bit. But it's really nice. I'm in this great position with a fine young partner and a great hospital that is supporting us both, and I couldn't really be happier. I literally wake up every morning and I thank God, and because I have this life that I just don't feel worthy to have, and go to bed every night and ask to be a better parent and a better surgeon and a better person. But yeah, it's sometimes these things kind of hit you all at once, and of course it's an emotional thing. My daughter's leaving. There's that, and then we get this 1,000 joint replacements, and it's been, you know, in a couple weeks it's going to be 6 years since I got to Carroll, and you know, just a lot of convergence of a lot of different sort of milestones in my life over this summer, and all of them very good. Even the bittersweet. Feelings of my daughter leaving is all good. She's going off to college. She's going to do well. So anyway, thank you, Carroll community, and thank you very much, listeners to the show, for trusting us 1,000 times to perform a joint replacement on you. And I expect that Dr. Dirksen will do another 1,000 before I retire, and maybe more. So thanks for being part of this, and thanks to St. Anthony's for supporting us and supporting the community by getting us the very absolute best robotic surgical platform out there, and that is still very rare here in Iowa. And even though there are more and more nationwide, we're still luckily lucky enough to be one of the very few here in the state. And I will get the number. We're probably the second or third most done out of all those in Iowa, but I'll check. I'll double check that. So I didn't make any claims. I was telling you I thought maybe, and I will get you that information. So hope everybody's just really enjoying this summer. Get out, be healthy, get the sun on you, move your legs, and you have a blessed week.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.